Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and you're tuned into the Embody Me podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Gate 54, which I refer to as the Ambitious Seeker. And Gate 54 is also called the Gate of Ambition, the Gate of Drive, or the Gate of Divine Inspiration. And it's located in the root center going towards the spleen. Again, it seems like we're in the root center during this time of year. And this is in the channel of transformation with gate 32. And this gate also rests in the tropical sign of Capricorn and the Vedic sign of Sagittarius. In the I Ching, it's called the Marrying Maiden. And in the Gene Keys, it is referred to as the Serpent's Path. So the overall energy of Gate 54 carries a powerful dualistic energy. It's aimed towards mastering the material plane as a path to spiritual growth. And this energy fosters a strong drive towards ambitious endeavors and material mastery. So you're driven to do things in a big or grand way, always aiming to rise above, achieve more, and transform your environment. But it's not just about the mundane and the material plane. You're also pulled towards mystical and cosmic relationships that help you understand the interconnectedness of all things and how each action in the mundane world has an echo in the spiritual world. The pressure is not problematic, but it serves to propel you forward. So it's about harnessing the pressure correctly, using it to fuel your ambition and drive towards mastering your resources, time, and money. So it's all about a deep inner knowing that all paths ultimately lead to the divine. So while you strive for success on the material plane, there's also an inherent drive for spiritual growth and enlightenment. That's beautiful. Now, in the shadow of this gate, the shadow is greed, which signifies an overwhelmingly and potentially harmful drive for material accumulation and social validation. We all know what greed is. And it represents the risk of prioritizing possessions and status symbols over genuine relationships and personal growth. Very self-explanatory there. So the repressive nature or the introverted nature is unambitious. And this is the repression of ambition itself. So in this state, you become disillusioned and give up. So the drive becomes passivity due to the fear of never being able to achieve its goals. So it decides that it's better off not even beginning its journey. And this leads to depression. And this is specifically for people who deny their material needs and only seek spiritual fulfillment. It's like they justify not having money because they're spiritual, you know, and you can be spiritual and have lots of money. Contrary to the common ideology around that. Now, the reactive nature is greedy. So it goes from not even like wanting to try to being just completely greedy, where, you know, obviously being greedy manifests as an obsession with material accumulation. And that becomes an expression of their rage. So it's an inner urge that never escapes this low level of frequency. And these people in this state become blinded by the need to own more and make more money, to the point where they lack the feeling that their lives could be beneficial to anybody. They can only see people in terms of possession and ownership, and they try to control others through their power and their anger, never living a truly fulfilled life. And this is like blind ambition. In this state, you could find yourself, you know, relentlessly pursuing your goals with little consideration for the journey or the people around you. It's like a head down approach, you know, it's like almost this inner guilt. And then of course, materialism is something that you may become primarily focused on, you know, the acquisition of more and more possessions, status, or wealth. You know, it's literally the obsession of the material plane and physicality. And this could lead you to valuing these external symbols of success over internal fulfillment or meaningful relationships. So it's like you put things in front of people in your shadow. If your ambitions are not met, you may become disillusioned and give up on your goals, leading to that passivity or depression or that lack of ambition. And it's like competition over cooperation for you all day, every day in your shadow. You view others as competition instead of cooperative models that could foster growth for everyone. It leads to unnecessary conflict and strain in your life. But when you begin to embrace the fact that there is this shadow of greed, you can then begin to step into your gift of aspiration, which is material and spiritual liquidity. And it reflects the balanced drive for both material success and spiritual fulfillment. And it symbolizes the potential to transform your intense desire for accumulation into an aspiration for higher understanding, purpose, and mutually beneficial prosperity. So instead of trying to climb the material ladder or the status hierarchy in the material world, you are now trying to gain more knowledge versus more like money or material possessions. Now you want higher understanding. You want purpose. You want knowledge, spiritual knowledge and fulfillment. So this actually comes with material mastery, where you have the potential to successfully navigate and master the material plane using your resources, time and money, and effectively and efficiently for both personal growth and the well-being of others, on top of the fact that now you understand your true spiritual power in how to manifest. I mean, that can only help with you gaining more material wealth. But you also understand that there is an alignment that has to happen with the divine, and you have the capacity to align your actions with divine timing, ensuring that your ambitions are pursued at the right time and reducing unnecessary stress and strain. And you put focus on, instead of personal growth, it's now mutual growth, because you understand the value of cooperative models. You understand the value of cooperation, and you aspire to create prosperity for everyone involved, not just yourself. This perspective actually leads to sustainable success and growth for you and your community. And through this, you build trust and create relationships based on that trust, which fosters a positive energy field that attracts even more like-minded people to your tribe. And instead of having, you know, this hierarchy, it's now a harmonious hierarchy, where you understand that there is a need to align with existing social and organizational hierarchies only to contribute to the smooth functioning and prosperity of the community, not to control them. And your aspirations go far beyond the material plane because you have the ability to aspire because you are seeking spiritual growth and understanding, and therefore creating a balanced approach to life, both spiritually and physically. So what a beautiful gift that you have there. And of course, when you move into your highest state of frequency, which is ascension, physical alchemy, and that actually depicts the ultimate transformation of the material into the spiritual essence. And that's kind of what we're going through right now, where our bodies are turning from the physical into the more spiritual, astral aspect of ourselves, which is ascension. It's pretty cool. Where you literally transmute the physical into the spiritual. So it's interesting that the Gene Keys uses the term the serpent's path, going from greed. It's kind of like the serpent that comes to Jesus in the Bible and says, hey, look what I can give you. Look at all the things that you can possess, these worldly material belongings, if you, follow what I, do what I tell you to do, right? And Jesus is like, I have aspiration here. I know how to first heal in the physical realm, but also I have connection to divine source. I aspire for higher things. I aspire for ascension, right? And Jesus did ascend. He was one of the very few people that ever existed on this plane that was able to ascend in such a dense frequency. So very beautiful gate, gate 54. And here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. Do I believe that being spiritual or helping people means I shouldn't care about money? And if so, where did I pick up that idea? And am I willing to put it down now? Is there anything I need to do or prepare to be ready for the next step in manifesting my dream or inspiration? Here are some tips that can further help you embrace the shadow of greed and embody the gift of aspiration. Start by recognizing your own tendencies towards greed and ambition. Remember that self-awareness is always the first step towards transformation. Reevaluate your beliefs around wealth and success. Understand that material gain and spiritual growth are not mutually exclusive, so you can attain both in a balanced way. And also acknowledge the pressures that you feel to achieve and rise up. Instead of letting these pressures lead you towards blind ambition, use them as fuel for your drive, aiming for goals that align with your values and aspirations. And of course, if you have this gate, you can see how beneficial it could be to embody this gift in your business. The gift of aspiration, the gift of knowing how to balance the need for material possessions, the need to continuously move up the ladder, to not give up on yourself and your dreams, and then to also balance that with your spiritual knowledge, your spiritual practices, being both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm, and knowing how to balance the two. And showing others that, especially leading the way with, there's a big thing out, a big belief right now that if you are spiritual, you should not be asking people to pay you for your spiritual services or your spiritual knowledge. And I just think that's absolute bullshit. I think everyone deserves to be paid for any amount of work that they put out there. They get to choose what they want to charge, but I don't believe that people should be giving out free advice or doing healing services on people without charging. Everyone has to eat, right? And until we're living in a world where we're not trading currency for, you know, services and products, that we should not be making spiritual people feel bad for wanting to be paid for the services that they provide to their people. So that's a great thing that you can bring to the table, a new awareness that you can bring to the table in your business, that it's okay to be both spiritually tapped in and also have the desire to accumulate material possessions and status. So with that being said, I love you guys, and I will see you again when the sun moves into the next human design gate. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.